Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
So with me today is Lauren Langus for my podcast, The Foster Talk. Lauren, when I connected with you on the phone, things stood out to me. I wanted to know about your heartbeat and then taking us behind the scenes and then the power of prayer, because God is incredibly personal and deep to you. Tough stuff you've gone through and walked through. So right off, in our few minutes that we have together, Lauren, would you share with whomever's listening, wherever they are, whatever situation they're in, talk about your heartbeat.
So I think what summarizes my heart, and it's kind of hard to summarize in one word, but I think it's duty. A duty to those that care about you, those that love you, and those that you care for and love. And with that duty comes the responsibility of leadership and stewardship and, you know, living your story and living your life in such a way that people can draw inspiration from it. Growing up, I feel like I had to heal from a lot of the things that happened, you know, to me. And I had to heal from some of the should have been leaders in my life. And I think my biggest thing right now is just focusing on being a good leader, a good sister, a good daughter, a new mom, being a good wife, and then taking that into my business profession and being a good steward of those that come to me for leadership and guidance and consulting. So just trying to make sure that I live a life that I'm proud of and I'm being a good steward of the opportunities and leadership, and I'm fulfilling that duty, whatever it might be that day.
Yes, yes, that's great. And being that steward as you're doing, that leads you into connecting with other people's heartbeat, because with Charlie Kirk and what happened, the assassination, and just the brutal cold-heartedness of everything, you were moved to put together one of the biggest gatherings, young gatherings, after all of that happened. Take us behind the scenes and tell us, how did that come together?
So I think it also comes back to duty again. When you feel obligated, you feel that stirring in your heart and in the spirit that you need to do something. You can't just remain idly by. And it's a very interesting story. I saw on our local county city Facebook page, someone asked if there was going to be some sort of memorial. And I saw where an individual said she was trying to put one together. And I reached out to her, had never met her before. And I said, how can I help? I have 10 to 15 years of experience doing logistics for political events and fundraisers and campaigns. I'm sure I can help, and I can't just sit idly by. And she said, I would love to have you help. So 15 years of knowing if we're going to have an event in the park, we're going to have a permit, and we're going to have to get, you know, approval through the city manager, or the Parks and Recreation, and all of these logistical things that when someone's heart is in that event, they may not understand the logistics of it. And I got to bring that. I got to really bring my expertise and have it mean something. So to shift back slightly, before Charlie Kirk, I had spent 10 years in the political realm, and I got pregnant and lost my first baby. And my husband and I made the decision when we got pregnant with our now son that I was going to step away from politics. And that was hard for me. I have 2 degrees in politics. That's been my life for 10 years. And I said, okay, God, if you want me to step away, and God was very clear, he was calling me to be a wife and a mom, and when the time was right, I would be back on a stage. And he didn't say it would be a political stage. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to have to trust you in this. So fast forward, it is my son's, the week of my son's first birthday, after a very traumatic year with him, and Charlie Kirk is assassinated. And I remember looking at my husband, we were both just in tears. The political world is small. I never had an in-depth conversation with Charlie Kirk, but I've met him on several occasions, several pictures. We have friends that we worked with over the years that worked directly with him. Obviously, Turning Point is just such a pivotal piece in the young political movement right now. So you can't be involved politically and not have some sort of connection or know someone, some degree of separation from Turning Point. And I remember looking at my husband, I said, I've got to do something. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I've got to do something. So fast forward, I contact this really sweet girl named Lacey, and I said, how can I help? And she said, whatever you need to do to get us going logistically. And the Lord brought that event together. We had less than 5 days. to pull an event together. She had the date, the time, the place. I brought all the logistics of, you know, getting the right permits. And, you know, we contacted the police to have security there. And we had incredible police officers there that day. We had elected officials who came and supported us. And before we knew it, you know, we didn't know what to expect. And I told Lacey, I said, I don't know what we're going to expect, but I will say this, I would really love for us to have, you know, an altar call at the end of this. And God brought Lacey with such a heart to serve her community. He brought Lacey forward. He brought Daniel, a youth group leader and worship leader at his church, forward. These people started coming out of the woodworks to bring this event together. And it was so incredible. And we had an altar call at the end. Daniel did a fantastic job doing an altar call. And we had people standing at the front. And that was our biggest thing, was prayer team. And we had a prayer team at the front. And there were people that walked up and not just dedicated their lives, but said wild, I mean, just wild statements. I've been on the sideline of God, you know, and I'm ready to get in the game. I'm ready to dedicate my life. I'm ready to live for him. I'm on fire for him. Those are not accidental conversations. And for me, it was a very small role I was honored to play in the bigger scheme of things. We were honoring Charlie Kirk and the impact he made on each of us, but ultimately, we were getting an opportunity to get a front row seat to kingdom work. And so our job now, I think it comes back to duty. Our job now is to take Charlie's legacy and continue it. He was a good father. He was a good husband. He was well-loved and appreciated and respected in his line of work. And our job is to do exactly that, but to do it in such a way that it wins people over for the kingdom of God. So that was our event, and I was so impressed. I'm not going to lie, I was in tears as we sung the national anthem that day at the event, because God knew what he was doing. He knew what was going to happen to Charlie, and he was raising up young leaders and stirring in their heart before that even happened. So for such a time as this, that leaders would step up, young leaders especially in my age group, would step up and make a difference. They would step up and say, I'm going to answer this call and I'm going to carry this torch on. So I was incredibly moved by the entire process, and I'm so honored for the small role I got to play in that event. And the next day, I saw it on the news and in the newspaper, and they said they anticipated about 200 people would show up, and we had anywhere from 850 to 1,000 people show up. And it was incredible. And so it's just incredible how God works. It's incredible how he coordinates things together. And it's incredible how he weaves the tapestry of each person's lives in such a way that we get to cross paths for his purpose.
Yes. And how he uses what the enemy intended for harm, boom, for his good, his glory.
Yeah. The enemy was trying to take out Charlie Kirk's voice and his impact. And all he did was create a wildfire
that was rapidly spreading. Live it on purpose.
Yes.
Make a difference now.
Yes.
Everything, every moment. Amen. So, sweet Lauren, as we wrap up our time together and Turning Point and the impact through Charlie and his life and everything today and how God is stirring things in you, you know, duty, steward. As people are listening, lots of prayer warriors, what are some ways they can pray for you, Lauren?
So I would say, first and foremost, before we get to me, standing in the gap for young moms like me, standing in the gap for young families like me. The family unit is under attack. The enemy is coming for our husbands. They're coming for us as moms. They're coming for us as wives. They are coming for our children. We need the generations that came before us to really join us in the trenches and cover us in prayer. We need that more than anything, because first and foremost, we are, you know, from dust we come, to dust we'll leave, and our children will be that legacy, and so on and so forth. So we need to start wrapping our children in prayer now, our marriages in prayer now, so that our children have a good example. So first and foremost, praying for moms like me in their 20s, 30s, 40s that are raising kids. But in my life, personally, praying for God's will to just weave together the things that I've been through, the skills that I have, and my heart, my passion for people and people who have been through things similar to me, to just wrap it all up in a big bow and allow me an opportunity to point back to him. I currently serve as a political consultant, and that means that campaigns come to me for advice, and I would just love prayers for sound judgment, wisdom, and discernment, because it doesn't stop during a campaign season. When those men and women are elected into office, I want to continue covering them in prayer, and I would ask for prayer for them as well, because our government, we are supposed to honor, but that doesn't mean that we need to sit idly by. We need to be supporting those who have the call on their heart to run and to serve for God's purposes. So just continued prayers for them. And then lastly, just special prayers for my son and my niece. Their names are Liam and Lily, and we know that they are tide turners. We have been through everything we have been through, and it is an honor to be their parents. My sister and I had babies 3 weeks apart. It is an honor to be their parent and their aunt, but we know that they are going to be the generation that sees curses broken off, and they see generational blessing as opposed to generational curses. And as we raise those kids to be tide turners and to be in the world but not of the world, so continued prayers for that generation that we're raising and the kids in their age group that we're raising, that they would just be bold and on fire for God in such a way that when my sisters and I and our husbands stand in front of God, we'll hear, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. Not for all the work we did in the world, but for the way we raised our kids.
That's right. That's right. That bold heart and live from there, speak from there,
yes,
and use words when necessary.
Yes.
Amen. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, dear Lord, if someone wants to get in touch with you or contact you, what is the best way or you would prefer them to do?
Facebook is very easy. They can find me on Facebook. It's just Lauren Langus. You'll see, I think I'm the only Lauren Langus, so it should be easy to find, but also they can reach out to me through my email as well. I can give that if you want to. So it is Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N dot Etheridge, E-T-H-R-E-D-G-E at gmail.com, and would love to connect, would love to come alongside someone if that is, you know, where that leads. But I would appreciate any prayers and support.
Great. Well, thank you, sweet Lauren, for spending some time with me on my Foster Talk podcast in the midst of whatever's happening around the world and in the moment exactly for each individual listening, because moments matter.
Yes.
Thank you, sweet Lauren.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.